You are listening to the QSR Web Podcast. Are you a supplier or a brand working to elevate the customer experience? The Interactive Customer Experience Association connects brands, suppliers, agencies, and more who are working to create transcendent customer experiences. Let's work together to create a better customer experience ecosystem for us all. Join the ICX Association today at icxa.org.
Hello to everyone listening, and thanks for joining us again for the QSR Web Podcast. I'm your host, QSR Web and Pizza Marketplace Editor, Shelley Whitehead, and looking forward in just a second to plunging into an interview with the pizza-powered Rave Restaurant Group and its president, Bob Bufundo, who give us the latest on that company's buffet brand, Pizza Inn, as well as its younger upstart siblings, Pie Five and Pie Express. That's just after this brief message, so stay with us.
The Interactive Customer Experience Association's mission is to connect B2C brands to technology that elevates the customer experience. Brands have access to resources, project help, news, and insights based around boosting their customer experience. Suppliers gain network opportunities to reach these brands and help them provide solutions to elevate their customer experience. Join today at icxa.org.
Okay, and we're back now with Rave Restaurant Group President Bob Bufundo, who oversees the company's two pizza brands, Pizza Inn and Pie Five. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you, Shelley, and thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And just to make sure I know where you're at, you all now have about 300 stores in all, correct?
That is correct. It's a combination of Pizza Inn, Pie Five, our new brand Pie, as well as our international development, which is primarily Pizza Inn.
So pizza, of course, is the common theme between your concepts, but then they kind of part ways with Pizza Inn, the older, kind of more family-oriented buffet chain. I hope I'm classifying that right.
Very, very much so, yes.
And Pie Five appears to be blazing a path really down the trail of today's tech-driven customer with a focus on takeout and delivery. So I'm wondering, if you had to sum up the personalities of each brand today as it stands, maybe introduce them to a potential franchisee or investor, how would you do it?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I think Pizza Inn first, being our legacy brand, is very comfortable. Pizza Inn is like that that relative you have that's always there for you, always welcoming to you, even when you haven't written and you haven't stayed in touch. It's that person that always creates a comfortable environment and an environment of trust. And as a legacy brand that's been out there for 60 years, it's really comforting to hear stories all the time. If I'm walking through an airport with a Pizza Inn shirt on, from customers who say, gosh, Pizza Inn, that reminds me of eating lunch after church on a Sunday with my grandma. So I think that camaraderie and that closeness that you get with family and that comfort level is really the personality of Pizza Inn. On the flip side, Pie Five is new and different, right? And so it's kind of like that high school or college buddy that you had who was always introducing you to new things and asking you to step out of your comfort zone and try new things. And I think craft pizza and the way craft pizza has been done, and we've been doing it since 2011 at Pie Five, is great. It's a way for today's guests to customize their meal, get a really high quality product. And now also, I think in a new way, probably get it more accessible in that as we have introduced 14-inch pizzas and drive-thrus in some of our newer stores, we really have the ability to allow the guests to access it without coming into the restaurant.
And that's what it's all about today, isn't it?
Sure.
So I wonder, and I have some guesses, but why has Rave Restaurant Group, as the parent of both brands, set off on these very different paths for each?
You know, great question. I think, you know, number one, our legacy brand, Pizza Inn, really needs to be executed in a smaller market. Because we are a buffet, because we are a sit-down pizza experience. And by the way, a couple of years ago, we did some consumer research, and our customers told us that in a very blunt way. They said, you know, we don't view you the way we view delivery pizza. You are a sit-down, dine-in buffet experience. And because of that, to make the box work, we really need about 4,500 square feet. And to do that in suburban Dallas would not be, or any major market for that matter, would not be ideal, right? That's going to be extremely expensive, frankly, cost prohibitive. And so to get the square footage we need to execute that formula, we have to be in smaller markets. And we refer to that as our county seat model, where we're really looking for towns of 30 to 100,000 people. And that's where that concept is executed best. So given that, as you're developing the rest of your business, it's really hard to go out and say, hey, we're going to leave major metro markets undeveloped. You can't do that, obviously. And Pie 5 in a smaller box is obviously something that works extremely well in suburban and urban markets. So really going after a different customer, really going after a different experience. And it creates a nice little portfolio for Rave, in that with these two brands and now Pie, we really are an option for anybody that wants to get into the pizza business in any way, shape, or form they want to. You know, we've pretty much got a solution for them.
That's cool. You know, I'm wondering what the big features are that have just unfurled, and really also those that are in the immediate offing that will make each brand successful in being what it is.
Well, I think, you know, with Pie 5, I think probably the two or three biggest things that have taken place in the last year is we have worked to tweak the concept and make it more relevant going forward is the addition of cauliflower crust, which we were the first major national brand to make that play. And that product is extremely successful for us, very popular. And it speaks to who our guest is and the experience they're looking for, right? A little healthier, not only higher quality, but a little better for you product.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we were one of the first fast casual pizza chains to jump into 14-inch, which is a large pizza format for most concepts. And as you know, the success of the pizza segment over the years has always come from carry out and delivery, and it's always come nights and weekends. And although fast casual pizza so far has done extremely well at lunch, we see the opportunity going forward in offering this large shareable pizza nights and weekends, and we feel that's going to round out our business. And then also very excited about the addition of drive-thrus at Pie 5. So we see that as a big play for us going forward. So I would say those three things are critical for our success there. At Pizza Inn, about 18 months ago, we went to all-day buffet. So as much as we were known as a buffet concept, many of our operators were operating that buffet at limited hours, both at lunch and dinner. But we had clear feedback from the guests that said, hey, we don't want to have to look at our watch and determine if it's okay to come over for a buffet. We view you guys as a buffet. We'd love to have it available all day. And that move has really created some very strong momentum for us. And then secondly, as much as we are a dine-in concept, we have to pay attention to some of the trends you and I talked about just a minute ago, online ordering being able to access the brand more easily, more quickly. And so online ordering is booming for us, you know, as is carry out and delivery in those stores that do it. So, you know, those things probably excite me the most about what's going on at Pizza Inn right now.
It's interesting. It's probably the same people who said, don't stop that dine-in experience who are ordering online.
I'm sure, right? It's all about everyone's schedule and what works for them at the current moment. So you're absolutely right.
Tell me a little bit about the drive-throughs. How many locations have that now for Pi Five?
We have three drive-throughs at Pi Five, and those have been in some of our newest stores developed. And we're doing that in a very traditional format, Shelley. We have a drive-through menu board. The customer orders at the board. They can customize their pizza to whatever they want. And given the technology we have in our high-speed ovens, frankly, by the time they pull around and pay for the product, you know, we pretty much have that pizza ready to go and out the window to them. So it's
that is amazing.
Something I think that can work extremely well for us going forward, and could add a whole new segment to our business.
Is there a plan for rolling it out?
You know, it in many stores it's not possible because we have maybe an inline location,
right.
But where we have end caps or where we have freestanding buildings, it's absolutely something that we're looking at. We don't have a formal rollout schedule right now, but certainly that's in the works. Lastly, what I'd say is, believe it or not, Pizza Inn has had what I would call pickup windows for years, and that's been actually a part of that brand for a long time. So the difference in what Pi Five is doing is you actually order at a menu board, whereas Pizza Inn's pickup window has been there to facilitate ease of carryout business. But it's been, you know, part of our history with the company for a long time.
You started something.
I think so.
So, and you also mentioned the other concepts that are newer. PIE, or do you just say Pi?
We say Pi, but Pi is frankly just an acronym for Pizza Inn Express, and that's a concept that we've actually worked with over the last 15 years or so. But about a year ago, we really changed the business model on Pizza Inn Express and renamed it Pi. And it's a great way for non-traditional operators to get a pizza product into venues that are non-traditional. And that could include convenience stores, which, you know, as you know from your travels, hot food delivered in a high quality format in convenience stores is becoming a bigger and bigger thing every week. And then secondly, we can do it in airports, we can do it in universities and in lots of different settings, arenas. And so it's a great way for us to get our product out there, make the Pizza Inn brand more accessible. And so far the reaction to Pi has been outstanding. We have 9 open at this point in just a relatively short period of time, a little over a year. And we have some multi-unit opportunities brewing that could add significantly to those totals in a very quick way.
It's about offering variety, I guess, these days for franchises.
Yeah, and continuing to focus on convenience. You know, that's so important for the guest. And so I think the more we can make the brands easily accessible, the more successful we're going to be.
You know, you really sit in a unique position as president of 2 very different pizza brands and now the Pi model and going international. And to really, I think, give an expert opinion on the top drivers of success in the pizza sector of the restaurant business today, So I'm wondering if we can pick your brain and find out what factors you think are absolutely essential to winning in this segment now.
Well, I'd probably start by answering this in a way that you probably won't expect, because in an environment where most of the discussion in the pizza segment is all about technology and innovation and things like robotics, I'm probably a little old-fashioned, and I'm always going to start by saying it's a people business, and what we do with our people and how we build our teams at the restaurant level, in my mind, remains the most important thing we do. So I think if that piece is right, the rest of the business gets a whole lot easier. And if that piece is wrong, then no matter what you're doing, it's going to be difficult. Secondly, I'd say it's got to be about quality of product. I think that is that's the reason we exist, and it's what we do. And no matter what the tricks are, or the promotions, or the gimmicks that develop in the industry, if you're not about quality, you're not moving ahead. And then thirdly, I'd say value and convenience. I think the customer is very intelligent. The customer understands value. It's not always connected to a price point or a coupon. It's about the total experience. And if you can deliver on quality and value in a convenient format, I think in today's pizza industry, you're going to be successful. And I think specifically for Rave, the last thing I would add is, you know, given the way we do business with Pizza Inn and Pi 5, and given that the majority of our business still comes from dine-in, I think personalized service as a point of difference is critical to our success. Maybe not everybody in the business right now, but I think for us, being able to differentiate ourselves on personalized service is critical.
Do you think that there will always be a place for dine-in?
You know, I do. I do, at least in the foreseeable future. You know, I do think the business is going to continue to gravitate. But, you know, I think part of what built the restaurant industry is the social experience that goes into dining out and doing something and sitting down. And, you know, you can't always be sitting on your couch with your smartphone, right?
So, oh, Lord, no.
Yeah. So I think there will always be some opportunity for success in dine-in and in that personalized service level.
Wonderful. I thank you so much for being with us today and sharing some of your pie-based wisdom. These brands are a pleasure for me to cover, I have to tell you that. And I wish you great continued success with both of them, because we'll all be watching.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your interest, and I appreciate the call.
Thank you. And that, as they say, is a wrap for today's QSR Web Podcast. Thanks for joining us for this tour of a whole family of pizza brands this afternoon. And please come back again next week. We promise not to disappoint. Until then, have a terrific weekend and even better business in the week ahead. Bye now.